Now, this week, if you hadn't written it down in your diary, is Female Football Week. It's a nationwide initiative run by the New South Wales Football Association, celebrating the growth and success of women's football at all levels of the games. Events like masterclasses and workshops have been running since last Sunday, and they're going to end this weekend in the lead up to the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup. This morning, we're chatting to Leah Blaney. She's the assistant coach of the Matildas and a former national player to tell us a little bit more. Leah, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
No problems. Good to be on air.
So can you tell us a bit about Female Football Week and how the week's been so far?
Yeah, look, it's a fantastic initiative with several activations occurring across the week within different associations and different networks of celebrating predominantly, you know, females in football, and then of course the strong men that support female players, administrators, volunteers, and all of those who simply just love the game.
And so why is it such an important week?
Look, it's an important week for the exposure of the game as a whole. Again, we see the strong females that are working in different football environments, but you also get a really good insight into the men who are supporting females in these roles, and the young boys and young girls who get greater exposure to role models and the activity levels that involve with the game in terms of activations that provide opportunities for girls and boys to participate in the sport. So it's an excellent initiative on several levels.
And one really, really brilliant thing we've been seeing recently, I think, women's soccer and women's football in general, it's really been taking off in popularity. It's been around for a number of years now, but we're really starting to see, I guess, a push in people who are really getting involved, really checking it out, which is awesome. What do you think has been behind that?
Look, I think there's several initiatives across the country run by Football Federation Australia, Football New South Wales, and again, just simple community level organisations and clubs and people that are promoting the game, and obviously the success of the Matildas, our senior women's national team, is putting football in Australia as a whole more so on the map. With success comes media coverage, comes exposure. Football in Australia for a long time on the women's side, it has been growing, and the girls are doing very, very well on the world stage. So I think just simply that exposure is now hitting everywhere in Australia, whether you're a rugby league fan or an AFL fan or a soccer fan. I think most people know who the Matildas are now. And so with that, obviously, is going to come growth.
And so what do you think the future of Australian women's football looks like?
Look, I think it's very, very bright in terms of exposure and recognition for the players and administrators and volunteers and people involved in the game. I think it's obvious that the 2023 bid is something that would be great if Australia can attain that and hold a World Cup here. Again, in the men's and women's space, that initiative would be something that's going to boost football as a whole.
Leah, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much.
Not a problem at all.
That was Leah Blaney. She's the assistant coach of the Matildas and a former national player, talking to us about Female Football Week, which is on right now. It's been running since Sunday, wrapping up on the weekend, so still a couple chances to get involved. We'll get some details up on the podcast. You can find that at 2ser.com.